time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Good morning, Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Glad you could join us today. Got another busy show lined up today, and we're going to start things off with Caldwell County Lady Tiger Wrestling Coach Clay Overby in the studio with us. And Clay, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, you guys are busy getting ready for the regional tournament this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We've taken the past 2 weeks off as far as tournament-wise, and we've really buckled down in the wrestling room and in the practice room and trying to get everybody focused and everybody's eyes set on the main goal. And, state tournament, that's forever and a day away for us because we're looking at the immediate vicinity, and we got to get through regionals first. And I've been preaching grades, been preaching conduct inside and outside of school, making sure we stay on track with everything, and we 100% devote our entire mental capacity to the regional tournament coming up.
And that's at Central Hardin this year, so you guys have a bit of a haul to get to region.
Yeah, Central Hardin, we were able to host it last year. It was the very first girls' regional tournament, and it was great for us. It really brought a lot of focus on the program. This year it's at Central Hardin, so it's going to be an early morning for us. We're going to get up about 3 o'clock and leave around 3:30 and get up there in time for weigh-ins from 7 to 8. We lose an hour going up there. And it's going to be an early day for us, an early morning, but the girls are going to get on the bus, and they're going to go right back to sleep for a couple hours, and then it's time to clock in and go to work.
Well, Central Hardin is E-Town, basically, so, that's a pretty easy trip.
Oh, yeah, it's an easy trip. It's not super far away. It's just that we lose that hour. Yeah. That's the only bad part for us, but it's going to be awesome.
And when you talk about the region for girls, it's a little bit different than the guys. The guys have 8 regions. You guys have 4.
Yeah, what they did, since not every school developed a girls program last year, the boys have 8 regions spread throughout Kentucky. What they did was they combined Region 1 and Region 2 boys and made that Region 1 girls, and then they went ahead and down the line. So we have teams in the girls region that the boys don't see. LaRue County, Meade County, things like that. And it does. It makes it really, really tough to get out of the region. Girls, the state tournament's a 3-day tournament. Girls have 1 day, boys have 2 days. They have a 32-man bracket where girls have 16-man brackets. And so for girls to be able to get out of the region to go wrestle at the state tournament, they have a hard time getting out of the region, especially when you got double the amount of teams, and everybody's good.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Lady Tiger wrestling coach Clay Overby. We need to get to a timeout here on the sideline report, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Vote now until February 16th for your favorite business at bestofwesternkentucky.com. Celebrate a decade of winners with us in the Best of Western Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us on this Thursday morning. Kiowa County girls wrestling coach Clay Overby in the studio with us. And Clay, I'm still a little, you know, trying to get used to saying girls wrestling because it's still relatively new for you guys.
Oh yeah, it's new for everybody in Kentucky. It's grown so fast and so big over the past year. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it is the fastest and biggest growing sport in high school for girls 2 years in a row now. And it's also the fastest growing in sport in college for females as well. You know, with D1, D2, and D3 just made girls wrestling their 91st championship sport.
Yeah.
So that's going to open the door exponentially for females. You know, we already had NAIA schools, Campbellsville, Lindsey Wilson, University of the Cumberland. They already offered girls wrestling in Kentucky. But now really, honestly, 100%, the sky's the limit for these girls.
Yeah. And those places are looking for wrestlers.
Oh, they're begging.
Yeah.
They're begging for wrestlers, you know. And if you know, wrestling's hard work. So it's hard work now. It's going to be even harder when you get to college. So it's not everybody's cut out for it. But if they were to want to pursue any kind of job or any kind of career, wrestling could definitely pay your way, you know.
Now, you guys, as you said, hosted the regional last year, so the first girls regional ever was at Caldwell County, and you even had a regional champion last year.
I did. I had a regional champion. She was an eighth grader, Sophie Parrish. She's a freshman this year, and she's ranked number one again going into the regional tournament. She's got a record, I want to say 36-6 or 32-6, mm-hmm. something like that. And her six losses, five of them came from out-of-state opponents, and only one of them came from Kentucky. And the loss that she suffered was against the champion from last year at 100 pounds, Emma Moore from Walton Verona. And she wrestled her about 3 weeks ago, and she lost to her by points. So It sets really well for us. You know, Sophie she's naturally talented. She puts in a lot of work. She loves to goof off and have fun too. And she's a very good wrestler, you know, when she sticks her mind to it. And she's one of the most coachable kids you'll ever see. Like, she'll be in the middle of a wrestling match and she'll get stuck somewhere and not really sure what to do. And you can verbally talk her through. Take your right hand, put it here. Take your left hand, put it here. Squeeze, roll. And she does it.
Yeah.
So that's really helped her out tremendously, is being able to listen and take action in the process of wrestling.
Well, that was the question I always had. And you know, you wrestled. When you're on the mat, can you hear everybody yelling at you?
You know, mine was a little different. I had Mickey Walls and Troy Nichols screaming at me in the corner, so you didn't have a choice but to hear them.
Yeah.
I've been told that my voice carries extremely well, so they can hear me pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You got several other whistles going at the same time. You got everybody screaming in the crowd and everything like that. So, yes, it is easy to get tunnel vision. Or tunnel hearing, for that matter. But you can, when you focus on your coach, and their voices and what they're explaining to you from the corner, it is possible. Yeah. It is possible.
Now, as a wrestler, you really have to pay attention sometimes because, you know, if you've got three or four or five, six mats going or whatever, there are whistles coming at you from everywhere. And I've actually seen a wrestler or two stop because they heard a whistle on another mat.
Oh, yeah, it happens pretty regular. If the officials are paying attention as well and they know what's going on, if kids just stop in the middle of a match, they'll blow the whistle and be like, hey, I didn't, that wasn't mine. That was the ref over there. But you also have on the other side of that same coin, you have what's called false starts. You know, whenever you're set in a certain position and all of a sudden somebody takes off because they heard the whistle from the other mat, usually they don't penalize kids for that because, you know, it was a mistake. It wasn't like they just jumped the gun. They heard something that they thought was the right whistle, and it just happened to not be. But if they do it too many times, they can get a caution for that, and too many cautions start building up points. So wrestling, you know, I've been an official since 2009, and officiating wrestling is one of the toughest sports because you have to constantly keep your eyes on the action at all times. And, you know, I loved officiating, and I think that's what's made me a better coach, to be able to tell the girls, this is what you can do, this is what you cannot do, and this is what you can get away with. So,
well, we talk about the regional tournament coming up this Saturday. You have several that you think have a good chance to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, I would love for them all to go, of course. Yeah. You know, I got a bunch of new girls. Kirlie Heron, I think she's a junior this year. She's ranked fifth going into the regional tournament, which is excellent for a first-year wrestler. And if she does, let's say she does get her actual ranking and she gets all the way to fifth, I can still take her to the wrestling, to the state tournament off of an alternate. So if somebody doesn't make weight in a different, in her weight class from a different region, her name will be put in a hat for a random draw, and she can actually be drawn to step up to wrestle. Kamira Dickey, she's my 114. She's ranked fifth. She's a seventh grader. You know, she's really put in a lot of work this year and learning. She started out with Jason Asher, the middle school, and it actually came around to where I needed another body for a couple of our dual meets, and I said, hey, send her up. Let me just plug her in. And, you know, a seventh grader just starting out, you don't expect a whole lot, you know. They're still learning the whole process, but she really impressed me and Coach Brody LaFleur, and we just kind of adopted her onto our team, you know. Anna Urbanowski, she's ranked sixth at 152. She's a seventh grader. Haley Scott, she's an eighth grader at 165. She's ranked ninth. So I got a bunch of young girls that are still learning the sport, and they're growing in it. My 138, Lexi Gobin, she moved down here this at the beginning of the school season from Evansville, and she wrestled for a little while up there on a boys' squad. And she moved down here with her dad and her sister. Her sister's Lily Gobin. She's really good at basketball. I think she plays. She's eighth grade playing varsity now for the girls' high school. So that's awesome for her. But Lexi, she's going in ranked fourth in the region. But the girl that's ranked first in the region, Lexi's beat her twice.
Okay.
So that girl's beat Lexi twice. Lexi's beat her twice. So it's pretty even. So. I really feel good going into the regional tournament, but that's another one of those things you don't want to get your hopes up, because it's anybody's race. Everything we've done this entire season has been practice leading up to the regional tournament. So all your records, all your medals, set those to the side. Be proud of them. Don't forget them. Set them off to the side, and let's focus on the next job at hand, and that's actually being able to make it to the state tournament.
Well, and you always have to be careful because – you can be up in points, but if you get stuck, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it happen way too many times. You know, a tech fall is 15 points. Yeah. You got to be beating somebody 15 points. So 0-15, you automatically win. But I've seen kids go up 13 points and get a little too rambunctious and stick their head up. And as soon as they pop their head up, the wrestler that's zero snaps them into a headlock, puts them straight to their back, and sticks them. Well, that kid just won the match. So it really can. Wrestling is one of those sports that anything can happen.
It only takes a second.
Oh, it only takes a second to completely change the outcome and completely bust a bracket wide open. Yeah. You know, we talk about basketball all the time, and everybody, when you talk about brackets, everybody thinks, you know, like March Madness brackets.
Yeah.
Well, when you have that, I'm sorry, when you have that 15th ranked team come in and beat, you know, Gonzaga, or come in and beat UK in the first and second round, that busts people's brackets wide open. And that's something that can be done as an individual person in wrestling. If somebody pops their head up and has a bad day, you know, that's all she wrote.
Yeah.
You know, you're going home. So, like I said, we need to focus on the regional tournament. We need to focus on the job coming up, because it could really be anybody's day that day. So if somebody hasn't wrestled worth a darn all season, come in and be game ready. And let me I'll use Sophie Parrish as the example for last year. Last year she was a nobody coming into the regional tournament. She wasn't ranked. She was put off in the back burner. You know, nobody counted on her at all.
Everybody found out.
Everybody found out quick. Everybody found out quick, especially when she turned it on in the regional tournament. Yeah. Came out as a champion.
Yeah.
And completely blew everybody away, and then continued on to the state tournament and wrestled her best that I've probably ever seen her wrestle, and made it all the way. And she placed fourth last year at the state tournament as an eighth grader, which is still odd. You know, it's still not normal for somebody to do that. And then this year she came on and you know, 36-6. The kid's good.
Yeah.
And she showed it. So that's an example of quote-unquote busting a bracket. Yeah.
We're talking this morning with Clay Overby, the Lady Tiger wrestling coach. We need to get to another timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We've got partly sunny skies, a high near 36 today. Northwest winds about 15 to 20 miles an hour tonight. Mostly clear skies, a low around 22. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. And then Friday night, an 80% chance of showers after midnight, beginning a flood watch that rolls into the weekend, low around 36 degrees. But back to this afternoon, partly sunny, 36 in southwestern Kentucky.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Talking about the girls' wrestling team this morning with Coach Clay Overby. Lady Tigers heading to Central Hardin on Saturday for the regional tournament. And Clay, you guys have had a couple of weeks off now. Is it good to have some time off going into the regional?
I believe so. It was really a good time to focus on injuries and everything, you know, rehabbing for you know, tweaked elbows and knees, and you know, to be able to kind of breathe for a minute and not have to worry about another competition on the weekend. And this is the first time I've ever done this, you know, take a couple of actual weekends off and give the girls some breathing room. But you know, we still practice 5 days a week. You know, we got to make sure that we stay on our game and our conditioning stays up. I just wanted to be able to tell them to look, you know, calm down. Let's focus on the task at hand now. Let's go back over the basics. And in practice, we've been drilling. We don't go live hardly, you know, for the past couple of weeks. We've been drilling. We've been teaching a couple new moves here and there, you know, critiquing some moves that we see that all the girls use, but we need to do a little bit better, you know. So it really worked out well for us to be able to have these couple of weeks off.
Well, and hopefully you get to region and you have a whole lot qualify for state, which is probably another 12 days off after the regional for you guys.
Yeah, we'll have the regional tournament, and then we'll have a whole another week off, another weekend off, and then the next week is when we go to the regional tournament. That week that we'll have off in between, that's actually the boys' regional. So while they get all that situated and squared away, we'll be practicing in the room again, you know, critiquing what all we need to fix. And I had a couple girls ask, you know, what if we don't make it to the state tournament? What do you want us to do? I said, well, you're still a part of the team. You're still a part of the team, and you'll have teammates that need practice in order to perform at the state tournament. So I still expect everybody to show up, and I still expect everybody to participate in practice. And we continue to move forward and continue to get better every day. That's the main goal.
What are the main things that have to happen to keep building a program?
You know, building this program from the ground up, it's way more difficult than I thought it would be. You know, I figured, you know, girls would see, oh, wrestling, that's something new. I'd like to try that out. And you do have those that think that way, but wrestling is not like any other sport. And it requires a lot of dedication. You know, people don't like practice every day. People don't like the two-hour practices every day. People don't like the all-day Saturday you're gone somewhere wrestling in a tournament. You know, it requires a lot of discipline, and it requires a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a lot of time. You know, somebody somebody wants to step up and practice for a couple weeks and then expect to go out there and be a champion. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. You know, wrestling takes time. It takes a long time to get good, you know. And I use my own story as an example. I was terrible when I started wrestling. I wrestled as a seventh grader at 119 pounds. My second match ever was against the defending state champion. His name is Chris Perry from Christian County,
yeah.
Who me and Chris are actually friends now. He's one of the coaches over at Trigg County. But I got handled. You know, I was his chew toy there for about a good 2 or 3 minutes until he was like, I'm done with this guy, and he pinned me. But I was terrible. I wrestled 43 times as a seventh grader, and I lost 42 times. Mm. And then after that, you know, that's really disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you keep your head down, and you keep grinding, and you keep grinding. You keep trying to learn and get better and better and better. And I went on to be a 5-time state qualifier after that. You know, I never placed at state. You know, I was good, but I wasn't great, you know. And I really think that I found my calling as a coach, because I can tell them, you know, this is what you can do right, this is what I've seen, and this is what I did wrong. So I can really communicate on these kids to a level of, you know, you're losing, but it's okay. Keep working, and you'll get better. Yeah. It gets better with time.
Now, you had a couple of girls you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I got Olivia Barnwell at 107. Olivia wrestled for me last year at 120. She's a junior this year, and she's put in so much work. It defies logic. The kid, she's a great student. Her grades are always good. She's also taking nursing classes at the vocational school, so she's working on that as well as her regular academics. And she cut weight for me this year. You know, she was wrestling 120 pounds last year. She said those girls are just way too strong, and she wanted to drop weight. And I said, listen, you can go to 114. We'll put you at 114. We'll see how you do. So she wrestled 114, and she said, no, I want to go lower. And I said, well, your body fat index says you can go lower. I said, but that's completely up to you. I don't make it. That's another thing. I don't make anybody cut weight.
Yeah.
I don't make anybody do that. So when she said she wanted to go lower, I said, yeah, we can go lower and give you a better opportunity. So she decided to go lower. She's 107 now. And like I said, she continuously works hard. Anari Wilson, she's my sophomore at 120 pounds. She's got a little bit of experience wrestling. She didn't get to wrestle a whole lot last year. She's really buckled down this year. You know, grades have improved. She's focused more in wrestling in the practice room. She asks questions now. You know, she wants to learn. Jesse Jenkins, she's my 126. She's a junior this year, so I should be getting her back next year. That's another thing. I don't have any seniors. So all these girls that I'm talking about, hopefully they'll come back next year. But Jesse, she was a dancer, she was a ballerina, she was a cheerleader, and she wanted to do something different. And she went from being a cheerleader to 100% contact sport with wrestling.
Yeah.
And she's really, really done well this year. She gets in the most odd combinations you've ever seen, and she comes out on top somehow, and it blows my mind. And me and Brody, we sit there and we look at each other. We'll be in the corner and she'll do something. She'll do the splits and all of a sudden just turn out of something. And I'll look at him. I'm like, how does that even happen? You know, she always keeps us in awe. Peyton Simmons, she's a sophomore. She's going in at 185. She's ranked number 7. Peyton has probably one of the biggest hearts on the team. You know, there's been matches that there's no way. You know, she's I can't remember how tall she is. She's not very tall, but she's going up against some of these girls that there's no way possible. There's no way that Peyton's going to win this match. And somehow she comes out and she'll just grind down and she'll throw somebody in a headlock and she's tough with it and she comes out winning. But the thing about Peyton is that even if she's losing, she fights. She never gives up. She fights. Like I said, she has one of the biggest hearts on the team. My 235-pounder, Virginia Stewart. What can I say about Virginia? We all love Virginia. Virginia is one of the kindest people you'll ever meet, and I've had to get onto her a couple times and say, Virginia, listen, when you throw somebody down and when you pin them, not everybody wants a hug, Virginia. So, you know, kind of look out for her. But she really is. She's the kindest, sweetest person you'll ever meet. But she's ranked 3rd this year at 235, which really she should be ranked 2nd. But she's pinned everybody above her.
Yeah.
You know, there's only 4 girls in the 235-pound weight class in our region this year. So she's going to state, pretty much guaranteed, but it's just what placement we want to go at. Like I said, she's pinned everybody in that weight class, so I have not a doubt. And Virginia's wrestling 235 pounds, weighing 188 pounds. You know, she is a small heavyweight, but her the fight in this girl is outrageous. You know, when she goes up against somebody that is a true 235-pound heavyweight, and you see Virginia, and when, you know, last year she was timid, she was not very sure of how she wanted to approach somebody or be aggressive with somebody, and this year it's like somebody flipped a switch. Virginia's bubbly, she'll bounce around, she talks all the time, and she's friends with everybody, but as soon as you step on the wrestling mat, and I say, okay, Virginia, it's time to go to work, let's do some work now, and it's like somebody flips a switch and this kid goes to work, and she's awesome to watch too. And then as soon as the match is over with, she shakes hands, she tries to give everybody hugs. I love her. Your eyelashes are so pretty. You know, the stuff I never thought I would hear on a wrestling mat, but she's great. I have a really good group of girls. I touched base on a little bit of all of them, but as a team, I really love these girls. I love them like they're mine. You know, I have 2 daughters of my own. That's the whole reason why I wanted to start this program, but I feel like I've adopted all these other girls, and every one of them's got an attitude. every one of them's got something to say. But I love them. you know, and I when I saw something the other day on Facebook and I posted, I shared it, and I coach hard. I coach difficult, you know. Not only am I coaching, everybody wants to say you're coaching girls. No, I'm coaching wrestlers. I'm coaching wrestlers, and these wrestlers are going to be productive members of society. So I coach hard, and they know that, and they know what I expect of them. And I will, and they, if you brought any one of them in the room right now, you say, is Coach happy? They'll say, yeah. But and you say, is Coach satisfied? No, he's never satisfied. And they know that. They know I'm happy with what we're doing, but I'm never satisfied. We should always be hungry and always want to work for more. And they know that, and they push it. In practice, they push it on the mat, and it's showing. You know, these past, you know, we take these last two weeks off, but before that, for the past 4 weeks, we were bringing home trophies, first, second, third place trophies, you know, and that's something that's never been done before. And these girls have put in the work, and they're doing historic movements, you know. And it's really branching over with these girls. Be happy that you won. Be happy that you got your hand raised. Be happy you got a medal around your neck. But don't be satisfied because we got more work to do. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you guys this weekend, and I'm glad you could come in this morning and talk about it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, that's Clay Overby, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Wrestling Coach. And, again, the Lady Tigers will see regional tournament action this Saturday at Central Hardin. Stay with us. We'll continue on the Sideline Report. We'll talk to our buddy Chris George when we come back on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
You're invited to H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day, Saturday, February 22nd. This is one way for H&R AgriPower and Case IH to say thank you to all of our customers and the community who have supported us over the years. Enjoy the best pancakes in the world from 7 to 12. Stop by for a chance to win some great door prizes, plus great deals on parts, service, and sales. Don't miss H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day, Saturday, February 22nd. H&R AgriPower and Case IH teaming up to say a huge thanks. Eagle Way Bypass, Hopkinsville.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Brother Edge Weather Center forecast, 36 degrees, partly sunny skies this afternoon, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, 22 for the low, mostly clear skies. Friday, it's going to be 44 with mostly sunny skies. And then Friday night, the beginning of a flood watch as we're having an 80% chance of showers after midnight, low around 36, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, and rain chances pretty much guaranteed throughout the rest of the weekend going into Sunday. But back to this afternoon, it's going to be partly sunny, 36 in southwestern Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning, and we do appreciate Clay Overby, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Wrestling Coach, for coming in and spending some time with us this morning. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit. We've got Chris George, member of the Caldwell County Stat Crew, member of the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame, joining us. And Chris, good morning. Where are you at today?
You hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I am sitting in my office in Bowling Green. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, so you're actually home today.
I am. Wow. For once.
Okay, so you had a big meeting last week. An NFL legend. Tell us about it.
So it was a chance. I'm going to call it a chance encounter, Todd, but it was really cool. I was doing what I call my side gig, which is meeting planning. And we were in a hotel in New Orleans. Of course, everybody knows it was Super Bowl week. And as our event was ending, Fox Sports was coming into the hotel. And I was walking through the lobby to help one of our attendees with their hotel bill. And one of our members, a lady from South Carolina, she's like, "Hey, come here." And I'm like, "What?" She's like, "I think that's that TV guy over there at the registration desk." I was like, "What TV guy?" So I peep around the corner and I immediately realized it was Terry Bradshaw. And I was she's like, "In that?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's Terry Bradshaw." So I wasn't, you know, you run into people like that, you know, from time to time. And, you know, you never want to bother them because, you know, everybody's always running up to them for pictures and all that kind of stuff. So I go into the front desk with the attendee to help him with the bill. Well, Terry Bradshaw was just standing there waiting, leaning over the counter. So I'm talking to the registration person trying to get this bill corrected. And he's like, "Whoa, just put it on our bill." Wow. And I was like, "Well, Mr. Bradshaw, quite honestly, we're not with your event." So I had on a shirt that labeling our organization. And so he's like, "What does that mean?" So I told him what it meant. And so we started laughing a little bit and talking. So finally I said, "Well, you know, I'm a lifelong Steeler fan. I grew up watching you, you know." And he's like, "That's great." And I was like, "Normally I wouldn't do this, but since we're talking, can I have a picture?" And so he's like, "Yeah." And then what the funniest part of it, though, was his handler, who was like, "TB, come on, we got to go. We got to go, TB. Come on, let's go. Let's go." And he was, Terry Bradshaw was not having it. He was taking pictures with everybody in the lobby. Just, you know, to run into athletes and stuff like that. Some of them are very standoffish and celebrities. He took so many pictures with so many people in that lobby after people realized that he was famous. And his handler just was like, "Come on, come on, we got to go, we got to go." It was awesome just to meet, like, one of the people you grew up watching play football. And one of the reasons I'm a Steeler fan is Terry Bradshaw. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I had the number 12 jersey growing up, you know, I was a big Steelers fan back then. And they certainly had some great teams in the 70s and 80s. But you're right. When you see somebody like that, you want to go up and say hi, but you don't want to be all fanboy on them. But you really kind of do at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
You do. I hadn't, you know, I was going to speak to him, but I wasn't going to ask for a picture or anything until he initiated the conversation with me. And, you know, later I was talking to some other people as we were headed to the airport. They were like, "He was so nice," because some other people that got pictures with him. And he was just so nice and down to earth. And you don't really see that with a lot of people because, you know, a lot of times they're just trying to get away and want to be left alone. And this guy was absolutely wanted, you know, he wanted to talk to everybody.
Well, once he speaks to you, though, I mean, the floodgates open at that point.
That's kind of how I looked at it. I was like, "You talk to me." And I probably should have put it on Fox's bill, like he said, but, you know.
Well, yeah, once he said it, you got to go ahead and do it.
I did not. I got it charged to us, but, you know, it was just so cool. And, you know, that's one of those things, you know, you, Gary, and I always talk about memorable things that happen. That is one that will be very memorable because, you know, that is the original TB12 and Pro Football Hall of Famer. And, you know, I just love the Pittsburgh Steelers. So only thing I wish is I'd had a hat or a jersey or something for him to sign, because after he talked to me, I absolutely would have asked for it, but I didn't have anything to sign.
Talking this morning with Chris George, and of course, as you mentioned, you got to meet Terry Bradshaw last week down in New Orleans. So we're going to talk to Chris a little bit more about it. We got to take a break real quick. We'll be back with more on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Alan Watts inviting you to join me for live reports from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville. The show kicks off Wednesday, February 12th, continues through Saturday, February the 15th. The latest and greatest in agriculture will be on display this year, and we'll be there to bring you highlights and tell you all about what's going on at this year's National Farm Machinery Show and talk to you about some local competitors that possibly could be pulling in the championship tractor pull as well. Don't miss our live reports from this year's National Farm Machinery Show.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY, and we appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday. Talking now with Chris George, who got to meet Terry Bradshaw last week. And Chris, what were you guys doing in New Orleans last week?
It was our regional association's annual conference. So we were fortunate to be there for the week leading up to the Super Bowl. Of course, when we planned it, we had no idea that the Super Bowl was going to be in New Orleans. So it was a really cool time to get to let our attendees enjoy some of the pre-Super Bowl festivities. I think a lot of them went to Fan Fest, and you know, all week, it was the week leading up, it was people in the city all so it was really cool to watch from a sports fan perspective, watch how the city transformed from just the city itself into the Super Bowl city for the week. So it's really, really cool to see how much work really goes into that. And just to be around it all. And, you know, only sad thing for me, I've been able to go to the Super Bowl once. I could not scratch up on a free Super Bowl ticket. That was the downer for the week for me, because I was asking everybody I know at the various the convention visitors bureau, the hotel we were working with, et cetera. Anybody got a Super Bowl ticket? I'd love to go to the Super Bowl, but no one offered up a ticket. So well, that was the only downer. And I guess after watching the game, who cares, because it was a blowout.
Well, do you notice anything about the security and those kind of things at the Super Bowl? Was it a little bit tougher to get around the city?
It at every block in the French Quarter, Todd, it was armed. You know, they had long guns, AR-15s. I mean, I'm assuming it was the National Guard that was out. I go to New Orleans frequently, and I have never seen that kind of security. I mean, we're talking 3 and 4 uniformed police officers on every block. And they really had ramped up their security to protect the French Quarter and the city. It was nuts. And as we were leaving, it was getting worse. I mean, not worse, but better secured. It was just security everywhere. You couldn't move. Many of the rideshare drivers were saying they weren't even going to try to drive because so many streets were blocked off and everything. And, you know, that's unfortunate, because the French Quarter in New Orleans is an iconic place to visit. And you hated to see that people just couldn't move as freely as they normally can because of one person decided to terrorize the city.
Well, I'm glad you got to meet Terry Bradshaw. And I've always thought that if I got to meet Terry, I'd have to ask him about his gospel album.
Well, I didn't anticipate meeting him. And two, I guess if I couldn't think of anything to ask at the, you know, in the spur of the moment. But if I'd had a moment, I probably would have asked him, you know, what was it like to be part of the Immaculate Reception?
Oh, yeah. Greatest play in NFL history.
Yeah. So, you know, if I had a chance to really think about what I was going to ask him outside of trying to really get that selfie with him.
Yeah. Did you see any of the other Fox Sports guys?
No, I guess either they had were either getting there after we were leaving, or they, you know, they just weren't out. And like I said, it was just a chance encounter that he happened to be in the lobby at the same time as me, or I would have missed him. But there were a lot of, you know, there were a lot of celebrities and a lot of athletes. I know some of our people saw some of the athletes at the Caesars Casino. The airport was hopping. I saw people get pictures with Michael Vick and Kurt Warner. I didn't see any of them in the airport, but, you know, it was hopping.
Yeah, Kurt would be the next guy on my list. If I couldn't meet Terry, I'd want to meet Kurt Warner.
I guess, yeah, Kurt, that would have been a cool one because I'm a big fan of Kurt Warner. It, you know, he got a great story and, you know, game day morning. So that would have been pretty cool, probably to get to talk to him. I think somebody said they saw forgot who else somebody said they saw in the airport, because they were, as we were leaving, that's when they were really starting to come in on Wednesday, because NFL Honors was Thursday night.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really cool you got to meet Terry and the way that all happened. And while I've got you, I mean, we got to talk a little UK basketball, right? I mean, how about the season the Cats have got going?
Wow. That game, you know, I was in our group text with you, Gary, and I, and y'all know I was doom and gloom after Lamont Butler went down at 5 minutes. I was ready to turn the TV off because I thought Tennessee was just getting ready to run with them. But, you know, that was a gutty performance. This team is amazing to watch. I know people on social media complain about a couple of the players, namely Amari Williams. I think Amari Williams, to be a 7-footer, essentially being their point guard right now, is absolutely amazing. And they don't play basketball the way I think you should play basketball. You know, I'm an old school guy, get physical in the paint, but boy, do I love to watch them shoot. And I couldn't be happier for Trent Noah and Travis Perry the way they played the other night, because a month ago Kentucky doesn't win that game because those two wouldn't have been able to contribute, and it's a testament to the hard work they've put in to be able to contribute in that game, and they're going to need them down the stretch because this is a beat up team, Todd.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY Princeton, Kentucky. We're talking with Chris George, and yeah, there's been a few bumps in the road this season. Not going to say there hasn't been, but when you look at the season overall for this Kentucky team and for Coach Mark Pope, Chris, I think they're way ahead of where I thought they would be at this point.
No doubt. I mean, to beat Duke at a neutral site, beat Gonzaga, and somebody told me yesterday, and after I said it, I was like, wow, do you realize this team has not been at full strength since the first half of the Gonzaga game? You know, when Kirk Creason went out,
yeah,
they've not been at full strength since, and down two or three starters in many of those games, you know, and, you know, what I think is your heart and soul, Lamont Butler, been, you know, he's been out, and, you know, they don't lose to Vandy, Arkansas, potentially, if Lamont Butler plays, because he just changes the whole defensive makeup of this team. And I'm just excited to see what they do the rest of the year. They're probably going to drop another couple while Butler's out. But, you know, if they can get Jackson Robinson back, get Butler back, and figure out, you know, what they can get out of Andrew Carr with his bad back, you know, I think they're going to make some noise in the SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament. I'm not going to sit here and call them Final Four, but, you know, nobody wants to see that team in their bracket because, you know, they're capable of going out and putting 115, 120 on you.
Well, and it's fun again. That's the big thing.
You know, Todd, we always disagree on the fun part, especially when it comes to football. You're like, I want it to be fun. And I'm like, I just want to win. I don't care if we win 2-0.
Well, basketball, though, I mean, yes, winning is part of it. And I think this, I thought all year that this was probably a Sweet 16 type of team. And, you know, I think a run to the SEC semifinals would be great. I think the SEC is loaded this year, though. They're talking now that maybe 14 teams get in the NCAA tournament, which is insane. But I think overall, Kentucky's had a whole lot better year, and You know, sometimes I guess expectations play a big part in what kind of season you think you're having, because I didn't really think this team would be quite as good or have the number of big wins that it's had so far. And so far, it's been a lot of fun.
Second most quad one wins in the nation, only behind Auburn, for a team that was put together out of the portal at the last minute. But you talk about the insanity of the SEC. I mean, you're looking at South Carolina is 0-12, has played Bama to 2 points, played somebody else like 3 or 4 last night. They would probably be the second best team in the ACC or the Big Ten, and they're 0-12 in the SEC. It's a gauntlet.
Well, I'm glad you could join us here on the show this morning. Tickled that you got to meet Terry Bradshaw, and I knew that would make a good story.
Yeah, you know, that's one for the memory book, and you know, I always love to be on the Sideline Report. So, you know, anytime I can and you need me, you know, I'm going to be on.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, Todd. Talk to you later.
That's Chris George, and again, got to meet Terry Bradshaw, so that's a big deal. If you're a Steelers fan, I know some people are. When I was growing up, you were either a Steelers fan or you were a Cowboys fan, and most of the people I know are in one camp or the other. That's going to wrap us up for the Sideline Report on this Thursday morning. Again, appreciate Clay Overby, Caldwell County Lady Tiger wrestling coach, for coming on this morning. Again, the Lady Tigers will see regional action this Saturday at Central Hardin. And again, appreciate Chris George for joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. That's going to wrap us up. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.